Russia launches assault on Kyiv with Iranian-made drones, reports. By Breitbart London on May 8, 2023. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Ukraine air defenses shot down 35 Iranian-made drones over Kyiv in Russia's latest nighttime assault. As attacks across Ukraine by the Kremlin's forces killed three civilians. Officials said Monday as Moscow enforced tight security on the eve of traditional Red Square commemorations marking the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Five people in the capital were injured by falling drone debris, according to Serhii Popka, head of the Kyiv City Military Administration. Air raid alarms sounded for more than 3 hours during the night. Drone wreckage struck a two-story apartment building in Kyiv's western Sviatoshinsky district, while other debris struck a car parked nearby, setting it on fire, Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said in a Telegram post. Facing economic sanctions and limits on its supply chains due to its invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, Russia has routinely turned to Iran's Shahed drones to bolster its firepower. Russian shelling of 127 targets across northern, southern and eastern parts of Ukraine killed three civilians, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry said. The Kremlin's forces used tanks, drones, mortars, warplanes, multiple rocket launchers and surface-to-air missiles to bombard Ukraine, the report said. Russian long-range bombers launched up to 8 cruise missiles at Ukraine's southern Odessa region, authorities said. Some of the Soviet-era cruise missiles fired against the Odessa region self-destructed or fell into the sea before reaching their targets, according to Ukrainian Air Force spokesman Yuri Inat. In addition, 6 Russian rockets also struck the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk during the night, a regional official reported Monday. The missiles targeted the city's industrial zone and caused no casualties, Donetsk regional governor Petro Kirilenko said in a Telegram post. Russian authorities were preparing for celebrations on Tuesday of Victory Day, Russia's most important secular holiday, amid tight security. Many regions have cancelled their May 9th observances because of concerns the events could be targets for Ukrainian attacks. May 9th is normally a bank holiday in Ukraine, too, but not this year, because of the war. On top of that, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday he had sent a draft bill to parliament proposing a day of remembrance and victory over Nazism in World War II on May 8 and a day of Europe on May 9, further distancing Kyiv from Moscow. Zelensky equated Russia's goals in Ukraine with those of the Nazis. Unfortunately, evil has returned, Zelensky said on Telegram. Although now it is another aggressor, the goal is the same, enslavement or destruction. Meanwhile, Russian-installed authorities have begun evacuating residents of Tokmak, a town in the frontline southern Zaporizhia region, towards the Black Sea coast, Ukraine's general staff said. Those working for Kremlin-appointed local authorities, as well as children and educational workers, are being relocated to Berdyansk, a Russian-occupied seaside city some 100 kilometers southeast, it said. The report came just days after Yevhen Belitsky, the Russian-appointed governor of the partially occupied Zaporizhia region, ordered the evacuation of civilians from 18 settlements there on Friday, including Enerhodar, which neighbors the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Speculation has been mounting for months about the timing and focus of Ukraine's expected spring offensive, with some analysts saying Kyiv might try to strike south into Zaporizhia in order to split Russian forces and cut Moscow's land link to occupied Crimea. In a separate development, the Russian military command has promised the Wagner Group, a private military company, additional ammunition and equipment for its offensive in the eastern city of Bakhmut. Wagner founder Yevgeny Prigozhin said in an audio statement published by his press service. The statement Sunday came just days after Prigozhin on Friday threatened that Wagner fighters may pull out of the embattled city, where they have for weeks been Russia's main assault force. He accused Russia's military command of starving Wagner of ammunition and causing it heavy losses. The threat marked another flare-up in Prigozhin's long-running dispute with Russia's regular military over credit and tactics in the war. In the statement Sunday, Prigozhin claimed that Russian defense officials have since committed to providing the mercenaries with ammunition and equipment, as much as is needed to continue and given Wagner a free hand to take operational decisions in Bakhmut. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.